The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, the disciples no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. Then they asked him, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He told them, "Elijah will indeed come first and restore all things. Yet how is it written regarding the Son of Man that he must suffer greatly and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him." The Gospel of the Lord. The transfiguration of Jesus is a turning point in his ministry. The first turning point in the ministry of Christ was his baptism, when again God said, "This is my beloved Son." And as you know, after his baptism, Jesus left behind his life in Nazareth, left behind his mother, his carpenter's workshop, went to the desert and came out proclaiming the kingdom. He started teaching and healing. It was a change in his life, in his kind of calling. He accepted God's call to be a teacher, a prophet, a rabbi. At the transfiguration, it's also a turning point in Jesus, not because he was transfigured, but why was he transfigured? And again, we heard how God also spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son." After the transfiguration, Jesus began to talk about his going to Jerusalem to suffer, die, and rise. Again, Jesus accepted another change in his life, in his ministry. It's not about being the popular rabbi who is wise and who has great words to share with the people, who can work great miracles, but now he is to become the suffering servant who will give his life for his people. And that's why he was transfigured. The light of God shone through him because he said yes to God's will for him, as he did at his baptism. Every time we say yes to God's will in our life, we are being transfigured. We are becoming more and more like Jesus, obedient to the will of God our Father, even if that meant for us that we have to suffer because of it. We have to pay a price. That's what Jesus means when he says, if you want to be my follower, you have to carry your cross and follow me. The cross is that we say yes to God's will. And it is a cross not because God wants us to suffer, because God is love, and God always calls us to grow in love. And love is not easy. True love is difficult, means sacrifice, means commitment, means putting others ahead of ourselves. And to us, that's a cross. It's not easy for us to do because we have this innate, you know, feeling or innate desire. We want to be first. We should come first. It is dying to our selfishness so that the light of Christ will shine through us.